And very pleasant good morning. Welcome into the MRMC Doctor's Office program on our Tuesday morning. And we're going to welcome aboard Jason Christman, who is the Regional Director of Professional Outreach at Moberly and Kirksville. And Jason, how are you doing this morning?
Doing well. Trying to stay warm in this cold weather.
All right. I got to ask you, big title, Regional Director of Professional Outreach. What does that mean in layman's terms?
Well, it means that basically for Moberly Regional Medical Center and Northeast Regional Medical Center, I work with physicians and I kind of run interference for them and the CEO and administration. But also really it's about going out to the community, talking about, you know, what's going on with the hospitals, what are different programs that we're offering, are there any new, you know, specialists we're bringing in, just a lot of communication really is what it is, a lot of marketing, things like that.
And I know we talked with Renee Brayton last week too. It's a great story to tell because of all that both hospitals are offering their communities, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I mean, we're able to really take both strengths. Each hospital has different strengths, and we're able to bring those strengths to both different cities, you know. And she probably talked about Dr. Marbury, our orthopedic surgeon that's primarily in Kirksville. Well, now he's doing stuff in Moberly now, and that's great for the community here. And vice versa, there are some specialists that are able to do some things in Kirksville that are primarily in Moberly. So it's really great because we're sister hospitals, Northeast Regional and Moberly Regional. There's really no reason why we can't do what we can to help the community members in both places. And that's really what it's all about. It's about providing that health care, you know, to both places and how we can help the community.
Yeah, and one example she gave, too, was Dr. McCoy is in Moberly and Dr. Ralph Bowling is in Kirksville, both working with Women's Health, and how they can both utilize a robotic surgery program that's available in MRMC.
Oh, that's exactly right. You know, that's a great, the Da Vinci robotics surgery is really a great program. It's a great tool that these surgeons have to really help take care in a minimally invasive way of the community members. And yes, Dr. Bowling has been in Kirksville forever, and now Dr. McCoy has really, you know, helped him get into the robotic side of things. And there may even be more surgeons from the Kirksville area take advantage of that and come to Moberly to help the community with robotic surgery. Yes, that the Da Vinci is exceptional. It's really a great tool that we have here in Moberly.
Yeah, Jason, I got to ask you, as a layman, someone who's not involved in the medical field, how cool is robotics?
It is extraordinary. I mean, you would not even believe, you know, I actually just went through last week. I was on a kind of a little training thing about it. And they had some pictures, and they showed when it's basically called open surgery versus robotic surgery. And so when a physician is doing open surgery, you know, it's just the way that they do it, it's done well, and it's a proven method of surgery. But the way that the robotics does it, it just is so much cleaner and more efficient, and the healing time goes, you know, it doesn't take you nearly as long to heal. And just to see what those robotic arms can do, you know, they had a thing I was watching, they had these robotic arms doing origami, and they were doing this type of stuff. So it's amazing. We're light years ahead of where we were, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And really, as far as technology goes, healthcare is some very exciting things coming.
All right, I know one concern a lot of folks have regarding healthcare is cost, and that's one reason we wanted to have you on today. Talk a little bit about MD Save. What exactly is that, Jason?
Okay, so MD Save is extraordinary, and I can't say enough about it. Really, what MD Save is, it's a way for the community members here in Moberly and the surrounding you know, areas that would like to come to the hospital to be able to get care at roughly about 60, sometimes 65% off the normal price. This program that we have now was created for people that have no insurance or very high deductibles. And a lot of people nowadays do have very high deductibles. And a lot of times what we're finding is with healthcare, you know, people, if they have to pay their bills, or if they have to go get a preventive procedure or a surgery or whatever, sometimes they'll pay the bills. You know, a lot of times these major surgeries or things can really set someone back, you know, a couple of years with payments. So we looked at that. We wanted to meet the needs of our community. We feel like we have exceptional care at the hospital. And so NDSA was right for us. And basically, if someone, and everything's on it. Well, not everything, but a lot of what we do is on it. And I'm constantly adding stuff to it. So we have labs. A lot of imaging like CT, MRIs, x-rays, those types of things. Surgeries are on there. So you mentioned Dr. McCoy. A lot of his surgeries are on there. Dr. Gilbert, our general surgeon, he's on there as well. Dr. Nguyen, the GI physician that we have, is on there. Dr. Marbury and several others. And we're constantly adding new things on there. But basically, if someone, and I've educated a lot of the primary physicians in and around Moberly, so a lot of them know about this, and they have actually materials at the offices that kind of explain what MDSAVE is. But if someone goes in and they think, well, I need, let's say, a colonoscopy. You know, it's my time for a colonoscopy. And, you know, I don't have insurance. And it's going to cost me, I don't know, maybe probably about $6,500, you know, to get that surgery. That preventive screening without insurance. Well, from the MDSA perspective, this individual can go in and get that for roughly about $2,000. So you're cutting that way down. And the other big piece about that is apart from pathology, I'm still working on the pathology piece, everything's included in the price. So you go online or you come to the hospital and you say, I want an MDSAVE, I want the colonoscopy, I want to pay MDSAVE. The hospital fees on there. The anesthesiology fee is on there. The surgeon's fee is on there. And the only thing we don't have yet is pathology, like I said, but you really see what the price is going to be apart from the pathology piece, and we can estimate that for you. So it's kind of a one-stop shop in a way, very comprehensive. When I'm out talking with physicians and explaining this to community members, a lot of times I'll give an example of myself. You know, my wife and I, my wife had a baby about 16 months ago at the hospital in Kirksville, and we kind of knew what the price was going to be, but you know, you don't really ever 100% know, and we kept getting, you know, you get the bills and that would keep coming and stuff. So this is a way to really understand what the price is going to be able to pay that price up front, apart from pathology, and not all procedures require pathology, but to really get that done, it's really something that I think the community can take a hold of, those folks that really, you know, that would really need this type of service. And it's extraordinary. It's really the wave of the future in a lot of ways. We want to make sure people are getting their care taken care of. And just another real quick story. I was at a provider that's adjacent to us, and I was talking about mammograms. And this person, this physician, had a patient that he said, this is really extraordinary for me because I have a patient, her sister's had breast cancer, her mother's had breast cancer. She hasn't had a mammogram in like 5 years. And she said, the physician said, this allows this lady to go get a mammogram and afford it. And so that potentially could save lives. So it's really just a great avenue that we have that we've rolled out, and we're excited about it.
Jason, is this a program, too, that could help people avoid an unnecessary trip to the ER and a bill that they may end up trying to run away from?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it certainly can. And, you know, you mentioned the ER, and we actually have the ER is on that. You know, a lot of times people come to the ER because, they have that emergency care, something happened, it's a major it could be anything. And they come to the ER, and you really, a lot of times in most hospitals, you don't know what you're going to walk away with. And you could come away with a bill that's extraordinarily high, and you don't know how you're going to be able to handle that and tackle it. Well, with us, through the MDSAVE program, for folks that it would work with, we have the ER on that, and it's actually qualified as, there's like four levels of severity as far as your ER visit. And, you know, there's different prices for that, but it's very reasonable, very reasonable. And the preventative piece of it, like you kind of alluded to as well, if people can go and get their preventative stuff done, yeah, it can keep them out of the ER.
So, Jason, if someone's listening right now and they've got a problem that's just popped up that's a concern for them and they don't have insurance or they got a real high deductible and they really need to get looked at, what do they need to do?
Okay, well, what they can do is there's a couple different things. Their primary physician probably knows about it, so they can, when they're at, if they go to their primary physician, their family doctor, they can ask them about it. Or they can go on mdsave.com, so that's mdsave.com, and it's really simple. There are two different bars, search bars. One of them is you put Moberly, Missouri, or put the zip code, and it'll find us. And then on the other search bar that's right next to it, you put the procedure that you want. So let's say you need an MRI. You put MRI, and you click enter, and it will show that it will show the price right there online, which is significant. You know what you're getting into, and then it'll show what facilities that are close to us, like within 90 miles or so, offer MDSave. And so they can do that. They can call a number. There's a 1-800 number on MDSave's website, or probably the easiest way, other than the website piece of it, is if they want to come in and talk to our financial counselor ladies or men, or they just come into the hospital and they go right to the registration desk. All those people know about MDSave, and they all are equipped to help people get on that program, because sometimes we know individuals have limited access to the internet, and we are very trained and skilled on helping folks through that process. So if someone would go to the website though, and they would do that, and they would pay their bill or whatever they do, they would get a voucher number, and they would just bring that in, and they say, okay, I paid this. And then we'd say, okay, well, you've been paid in full, let's go get your procedure done. The other piece is for MDSave, they've just partnered with a credit card kind of vendor called Care Credit. And so now if anyone has a Care Credit healthcare card, which a lot of folks do, MDSave actually accepts that now at a very, I think, a reasonable interest rate if there's a major procedure that needs to be done and it's very expensive. So those are just a couple of avenues to be able to take advantage of this.
So have a lot of people been giving this a shot?
We have seen it grow pretty significantly, yes. We have seen a lot of people take advantage of it with procedures and some significant procedures. Some orthopedics things has been done through MDSave recently. And we're talking, some orthopedic procedure that without insurance is probably, going to run you, $30,000. And with MDSave, it's very reasonable as far as compared to that. And then we've also seen some, Dr. McCoy with our urogynecologist has been doing some procedures as well. We've seen some urology procedures done with that. A lot of imaging, so a lot of MRI, CT, things like that, and some labs too. And the labs are very reasonable on this. So, a lot of people have been taking advantage of this. We've seen a lot of folks that, like I said, don't have that insurance or have those high deductibles. And we have a lot of Amish and Mennonite folks that see the value in it as well now. And to be honest with you, I know of some physicians that have actually used it that have less than desirable health care insurance. So it's across the gambit for folks.
Jason, if someone doesn't have insurance and they know they need to get seen, but they don't know really what's wrong, can this program still work for them?
Yeah, definitely. If someone needs to be seen, and we got it on, we have it on our family. Our family doctors are on this as well. So, Dr. Steitzer, Dr. Rampton, Dr. Gessling, they're all a part of the MDSave program as well. So if someone needs to go to family care, and they don't know what's wrong, they just don't feel right, then we have some packages for them available through that. And if someone goes to the doctor, let's say Dr. Gessling, and Dr. Gessling says, I think you need to have an MRI, then that's that avenue too. There's so many ways for this to work for people that just don't know what's going on with their body.
So this has got to be good news for people who are concerned, because they know they need to get looked at, but they really don't want to go to the ER and have what could be a massive bill if some things were done, right?
Absolutely. Yes, definitely they can avoid that if at all possible.
All right, we need to take a quick break. We're going to come back with more of the MRMC Doctor's Office program. We're back on the MRMC Doctor's Office program, and Jason Christman is our guest, Regional Director of Professional Outreach in Moberly and Kirksville. And Jason, I got to ask you before we go on, what attracted you to working for the facilities in Moberly and in Kirksville? What brought you here?
Well, before I was here, I actually worked at a medical university. I worked at KCOM in Kirksville, ATSU. And this was just a great way, a great segue for me to get into healthcare. What I did before is I actually worked with students who wanted to be doctors. And so I would help them through the process and go through the interview process with them and all this type of stuff. And so I would kind of be on the, I was on the front end of stuff. I was seeing them at the beginning. And whenever this position opened up, it was just a great opportunity for me to get in and to see these people go through the whole journey, the physician process, you know, practicing and helping people. And that's really at the heart of it, I think, more than anything else, is just being able to work with not only the physicians, but the community members and programs like MDSAVE to help take care of the healthcare of our communities. I think there's a big gap a lot of times in people who don't get, and the research shows that people aren't, a lot of times are foregoing those necessary preventative screenings that they need, or they're just putting things off. And this allows me to be able to get out there, educate the communities, work with the primary doctors, work with the specialists, work with administration and marketing and all the pieces, and to be able to really educate and put out really a good healthcare service to help folks. And that's really at the heart of it more than anything else, is just being able to help people get that healthcare need. You know, I think in Moberly, we have a great facility. Moberly Regional is a great facility, and we've done some really great things. And I know next week you're going to talk with Dr. Osgood from the ER, and that's been a really good, stabilizing force there. And just the specialists that we have, the nurses, the administration, it's a great team to be a part of. And I want to be able to help, you know, like I said, our community members get that care, understand that we do have ways for them to stay local and have affordable options as well.
All right, you just brought up a great point there when you talk about physicians working in a rural area. When you talk to them, and I know you talk with the doctors one-on-one, how neat is it for them to be able to live and work in a rural community like this? Because when they get here, most of them tend to stay.
Oh, yeah, definitely. When they get here, they're putting roots down. You know, and I've actually seen people from very large cities, you know, like Dallas or New York or L.A. or wherever, and come to a rural area and put roots down. And they're just, I think when they do that, a lot of times they're able to connect more with the patient than they were at the larger facilities. For instance, we have an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Marbury, in Kirksville, like we mentioned. I know he's been on this program as well, and he was at Kirksville for a little while. Then he went to Wichita, which is a lot larger, obviously, and then he came back, and he was just enamored with the hands-on patient care, taking care of folks, you know, in a way that he couldn't really do at a big mega complex. And I think that one of the big things in today's world is our communities are very safe, you know, comparatively, and it's a good place to raise a family. People want to come here. They want to settle down. They want to raise a family. They want to practice medicine, get back to, you know, what it's all about, which is taking care of the patients.
And when you talk about physician recruitment and that kind of thing, when you can say, hey, we've now got an open MRI, we've got a wound care clinic, we've got this amenity and that amenity, that's another selling point to them, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You bet it is. I mean, our open MRI is top notch, as you know. I mean, that's really a big selling point, you know. As I am in a lot of what I do is I travel a lot around. So like when I'm in Kirksville, I go almost to Iowa and talk to physicians, and I'm going east and west and north and south all the time. And there's very few places that have something like what we have with our open MRI. I mean, that's pretty extraordinary. And like you mentioned, the other things that we have. So we have some really good selling pieces to try to get those physicians, you know, to come here and to put down those roots. And it's a great, two great communities to work in.
Jason, if there's a group out there hearing this and they specifically want to know some more about the MD Save program, whether it's a community group, church group, whatever it might be, if they'd like some more information, are you open to going and talking to them?
Yes, I am. I've actually done that at a couple of different community functions here recently. So I'm just going to, if I don't mind giving my contact information out, and they can get a hold of me anytime.
Okay, yeah, what's the best way for someone to reach out and get a hold of you?
Okay, so I'm just going to give my phone number out. So it's 660-216-3237. And I'll say that again in case somebody's looking for a pen or something. But my phone number is 660-216-3237. And I'm more than happy to come and visit to any organization or any group, give them more details, just kind of walk them through what the process might look like and things like that, too.
Okay, so where do we see this going in the future? What's the next with MD Save, or what's the next step down the line, do you think, for things like this?
You know, I think as healthcare continues to change, and we're so uncertain as a country with healthcare and the two different sides, and what's it going to look like, what's it going to be, people are afraid in a lot of different ways from a national standpoint. I think things like MD Save is going to become, this program is going to become more and more vital and important. Because of the obviously the savings, 60-65% savings is very, a welcome. But the other piece of it is that transparency piece. People want to know, what things are going to cost. And I think that we're going to see a lot more transparency. I think we're going to see MD Save and the programs like it become much more accepted as far as, the community members understanding what it is and the doctors understanding what it is, taking advantage of it. A lot of times when I go and I introduce this to a physician, this program, it sounds too good to be true. And that's really what a lot of people think. And it takes me a couple times to really explain to them and show them how it works for them to understand. The light bulb goes off in their mind, and then they're like, "Wow, this is very important for my patients to take advantage of." And so, I think that this is just going to become more and more robust. I think this is going to be, you're going to see more and more of this in the future, and I think it's good for healthcare.
All right, hey Jason, thanks so much for being with us today. Look forward to doing it again, and have yourself a wonderful day.